وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We have the class from the كتاب بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى، كتاب الصلاة، the book of prayers, the book of prayer. Inshallah, we're going to start hadith from 349. Hadith 349. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقصر صلاة في أقل من أربعة برد من مكة إلى عصفان. رواه الدارقطني بإسناد ضعيف، والصحيح أنه موقوف، كذا أخرجه ابن خزيمة. حديث نمبر 349 نارير ابن عباس، may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not shorten the prayer in his while traveling for a distance of less than 4 Burud is the plural of Barid, which means three farsakh, and one farsakh is equal to 3 miles. Do not shorten the prayer while traveling for a distance of less than 4 burud from Makkah to Usfan. Ad-Darqutni reported it through a weak chain of narrators. And the right opinion is that it is mawquf, means saying of a companion. Here means Ibn Abbas. Ibn Khuzayma reported it as such. This narration, which Ibn Hajar Rahimullah Ta'ala said is misnadin da'if through a weak chain. So it's a weak narration, but he said it is the mawquf, meaning this is the statement of the Sahabi Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah. So in this narration from the Sahabi, this author, that salah shouldn't be shortened less than 4 burud. So how many miles is 4 burud? Plural of burud, which means 3 farsakh. And 1 farsakh is equal to 3 miles. So how many miles altogether? I'm getting different answers, totally different. Some of you say 12 miles, some of you say 30, some of you. Yes. So less than 4 burad, and each burad is 4 farsakh. It's 3 farsakh, and each farsakh is 3 miles. 4 miles. Each farsakh is 3 miles. Here 4 burud, and each burud means 3 farsakh, and each farsakh means 3 miles. Some of the brothers, they confuse themselves, they confuse us too. Barakallahu fihim. So he said the four bullet, and each bullet three farsakh. So that's four farsakh, right? Four farsakh, and each farsakh is 3 miles. Yes, 36 miles. طيب نعم 36 miles, about 80 كيلومتر. Okay. المهم the علماء they does. So what this author says is 36 miles, right? طيب 36 miles, how many kilometer? How many kilometers? Around 80. Good. The ulama, so this narration from the Sahabi, it shows that in order to travel, in order to shorten the prayer and to be considered a traveler, you should, the distance you want to go to, your destination, shouldn't be less than 36 miles, which are around 80 kilo. That is the opinion of the majority of scholars. The ulama, they have two opinions. Which distance, with how far the distance you go into, you travel into, should be at least to be considered a traveler. Some of them, they say about 80 kilometers, which is about 36 miles. That's the majority. So if you go in less than 80 kilometer or less than 36 mile, then you are not considered a traveler. But if you go into a distance of 36 mile or more, you are considered a traveler. That's one mas'ala, one issue. But where do you start from shortening the prayer? That's another issue. So after affirming you are going to a distance of traveling, like you go into Ohio, no question. Then where you start to shorten, that's another issue. That's when you leave the city where you live in. Okay. And some ulama, they say no. There is no specific limit for the distance of traveling. It's not in the Quran. It's not in the Sunnah. And therefore, they say it goes back to that. And this, yes, al-urf, what's the urf? What's the urf in English? Custom, the custom of the people. When people are asked, so and so, or such and such place, is it a place of distance if somebody is traveling? If they say yes, that is considered. If they don't consider, it's not a traveling distance. So question now, 36 mile. Do people consider a distance of traveling? Yes. 36 mile. Yes, someone go from here, from his Tawheed, to a distance of 36 mile. If you go to his family, his wife, did she tell he travel? Yes. No. So now that's not distance of traveling. 36 miles. It's not a distance of traveling. For instance, with the people here. In some other people, it's very far. Especially if you live like countryside, the whole city is 1 mile or even less than. So somebody goes 36, he went out of the city a long time ago. So they consider it. 80 is very far to them. So those ulama like Sheikh Sa'di and others, they say it goes back to the custom of the people, where they consider a distance of traveling, that's what's being considered. Because they say that limitation is not in the Quran and in the Sunnah. طيب. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير أمتي الذين إذا أساءوا استغفروا وإذا سافروا قصروا وأفطروا أخرجه الطبراني في الأوسط بإسناد ضعيف، وهو في مراسيل سعيد المسيب عند البيهقي مختصرا. Narrated Jabir رضي الله عنه, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best of my followers are those who live in, are those who having done evil ask for forgiveness, means from Allah, and when on a journey shorten, means the prayer, and break the fast. At-Tabarani reported it in Al-Awsat through a weak chain of narrators. Al-Bayhaqi reported it in a brief as a mursal, meaning missing link, after the Tabi'i from Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib. I mean, his narration is weak. Prophet Sallam saying that whoever, the best of my ummah, when they fell short, they commit, they do wrong, they ask Allah for forgiveness, they travel, they shorten the prayer, and they break the fast, is not authentic narration. Next hadith, 351. وعن عمران بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كانت بي بواسير فسألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الصلاة فقال صل قائما فإن لم تستطع فقاعدا فإن لم تستطع فعلى جنب رواه البخاري. نار عمران بن حسين may Allah be pleased with him, he said I suffer from pilus, so I asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the prayers. He said, pray standing, and if you are unable, meaning sitting, if you are unable, laying on your side, reported by Al-Bukhari. In this hadith, this Sahabi who couldn't pray, who had the bawasir, this disease, illness in his backside, where he sit on, he said, the Prophet said to him, pray standing, if you are unable sitting, means pray sitting, if you are unable, means pray laying on your side, Rawahu al-Bukhari. So in the hadith, when you are not able to pray standing, then pray sitting down. If you are not even able to pray sitting down, then pray laying down. This is a proof that when something is a mandatory, if you can't do all of it, then you do it what you can do it. If you can't do all of it, you do it what you can do it. You don't leave all of it. Allah said in Quran, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So in the Sharia, that's what's called wajibat ma'murat, and that's what's called mahdurat. Something is commanded and something is prohibited. As for what's commanded, fulfill as it is. You are not able, do whatever you can do it. Don't leave all of it. Don't say, since I can't do all of it, I leave all of it. No. This is a command. Fulfill as it is. If you are not able, do what you can do it. As for prohibitions, avoid all of it. Don't do anything of it. Don't say, I will do some of the prohibitions. No. Prohibition, don't do any of it. What is the reason why something mandatory, we should do all of it? If someone is not able, like prayer, he should pray standing. He's not able sitting. He's not able laying down and the like. While in the prohibition, you leave all of it. You don't do some of it. You leave all of it. What is the wisdom behind that? But the question is not clear. Yes. Some ulama, they say, because leaving off the prohibition is something you're able. But to fulfill the command is something need to be able. So it's to stand and praying, it's to pray standing, you need to be able to be standing. So that's connected to the strength, capability. So you cannot even stand. How can you pray standing? unlike leaving of prohibitions, like leaving of drinking alcohol, you are able to leave it. Are you enforced to drink? No, you can leave it. One of the reasons. And some ulama, they say, with that also, the good, the commands is something good. And the prohibition is something bad. What's forbade, what's prohibited is something bad. Right or wrong? Is there anything good Allah forbade? No. Anything Allah forbade is something bad. And what Allah command is something good. So if it's something good, do all of it. Since all of it is good. If you are not able, do some of the good things. Do some of the good. Okay. We understand the money. Get $100. If you are not able, you can get 50. What will you do? You leave with the 50 as well? No. All 100 is good. Get all of it. You are not able, get what you can get it. Don't leave all of it. Some poor people, they ask $10. If you give them 3, they throw the 3 back to you. But that's not right. That's not wisdom. Take the $3. Even one, take it. Having some is better than having nothing. Al-Muhim. So tennis, this is something good, get all of it if you are able. If not, get whatever you can get it. As for something bad, then leave all of it. Don't get close to it. Yes, if you have a poison, you don't drink any of it. Leave all of it. Don't say if it's a lot of poison, 2 cup, I will avoid it. 1 cup, I will drink it. This is bad. Leave all of it. Al-Muhim. So in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ command to pray standing. Whoever is not able, sitting. Who is not able, laying. Who is not able, the way he is able. The way he is able. Somebody, he is not able to make wudu. He doesn't have water, or he has, but he cannot use tayammum. He cannot use even tayammum. His hand is tight. He prayed the way he is. He doesn't have clean clothes. He prayed the way he is. He doesn't know where is the direction of the Qibla. He prayed where he thinks it may be. He doesn't know about the time of Salah. He guessed it and he prayed the way he thinks. As long as he has aql, he prayed. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wal afiyah, they put a jail in a Muslim in a room and they no light and he doesn't know where time is. He doesn't have tahara. He doesn't have anything. He will leave salawat? No. He prayed. The way he is. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. لا واجب مع العجز ولا محرم مع الإضرار. طيب. Some of the ulama like Sheikh Sulaiman Ruhaili, they use the like of this hadith for the COVID-19 distance from between the salah. He said, if people are not allowed to connect out of fear the spread of the disease, then they will not be said, okay, go home and pray at your home. Rather, they will pray the closest they can be. So if they're not able to connect, then they will be apart as closest as they can be. And at the same time, being free from the spread of the al-waba, the pandemic. Not to say they cannot connect it, then they leave it. They pray each one by himself. They say, no, this is a command. Connected their feet. They able, they connect. They are not able, they do the closest they can do. This is what this is. Al-Muhim, ala kullin. So again, there's something mandatory, do it. If you're not able, do what you can do it. Something command, whether it is a command of mandatory or is command of mustahab. Aib. If you cannot fast Thursday, but you're able to fast Monday, will you leave fasting Monday? La. This is a command of istihbab. It's a command of option. If you can fast Monday, Thursday, every do that. The day is the sunnah. If not, then don't minimize one. You give sadaqah. If you are not able to give some that much, give whatever you are able. Someone, there are days he's off. He can pray Salatul Duha those days. Some days he's working, he cannot. He cannot pray that Sunnah Duha. Will he leave it also the days he's off? No. He prayed the days he's off. If it's assumed somebody cannot dress the proper clothes in certain place, but he's allowed, he can do it in other place, then in those other places he dress well. Everything good, do it. You are not able to do when you are able and how you are able. Don't leave all of it. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Hajar, وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال عاد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مريضا فرآه يصلي على وسادة فرمى بها وقال صلي على الأرض إن استطعت وإلا فأومئ إيماء واجعل سجودك أخفض من ركوعك رواه البيهقي وصحح أبو حاتم وقفه. Narrated Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam visited a sick man and saw him praying on a cushion, pillow. He threw it away and said, pray on the ground if you can, or else pray by gestures and make your prostration lower than your bowel. Al-Bayhaq reported it and Abu Hatim graded it sahih. Authentic and al-mawquf, in mawquf form as a saying of a companion, here is Jabir. So this narration from the Sahabi, that someone should pray sitting down. If he is not able, then he use gesture and he make his sujood lower than his ruku'. So somebody cannot stand, he is sitting down. He prays sitting down. How you make ruku'? You gesture to the ruku'. Sujood should be lower than the ruku'. Even though you are sitting, but lower, like you are praying on an airplane or a boat, you cannot stand. You sit down, make your ruku' lower than your sitting, and make sujood all the way lower than the ruku', even if you are not able to put your face on the ground. And don't take a pillow and the like, or a bed on something, you say, yeah, no, don't do that. There's takalluf. Just whatever you're able. نعم. حديث 353 وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي متربعا رواه النسائي وصححه الحاكم. ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم praying while sitting in a cross-legged position reported by النسائي الحاكم graded صحيح authentic. رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي متربعا. I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم praying while seated in a cross-legged position. That's the ulama, they say when there is a need. That's the way the person can sit down. Yes. The person is very old. Person is sick and the like. The only way he can sit down is cross-legged position. He does it. باب صلاة الجمعة chapter 12 الجمعة prayer صلاة الجمعة. This is باب الثاني عشر chapter 12 الجمعة prayer. عن عبد الله بن عمر this حديث 354 وابي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنهما سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول على أعواد منبره لينتهين أقوام على ودعهم الجمعات أو لا يختمن الله على قلوبهم أو لا يختمن الله على قلوبهم ثم لا يكونن من الغافلين رواه مسلم. وعن عبد الله بن عمر وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنهما سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول على أعواد منبره لينتهين أقوام عن ودعهم الجمعات أي عن تركهم الجمعات، أو ليختمن الله على قلوبهم ثم ليكونن من الغافلين، رواه مسلم. نارير عبد الله بن عمر عن أبو هريرة، may Allah be pleased with them both, they heard Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, say, means while standing upon the flanks of his member, people must cease to neglect the Friday prayers, or else Allah will seal their hearts, and then they will be among the unmindful. Reported by Muslim. This is a threatening from the Prophet ﷺ to those people who neglect attending the Friday prayers. People must cease, must stop to neglect the Friday prayers, or else Allah will seal their hearts, and then they will be among the unmindful. In another authentic hadith, the one who missed three Fridays out of negligence, that his heart is sealed, he become from the munafiqeen, wal'iyadu billah. So Jum'ah is so great in Islam. Every believer prepare himself to attend. Wherever he is, he's looking for a job, he's going to school, he put his schedule. وعن سلم بن أكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا نصلي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة ثم ننصرف وليس للحيطان ذل نستظل به، متفق عليه، واللفظ للبخاري. وفي لفظ لمسلم كنا نجمع معه إذا زالت الشمس ثم نرجع نتتبع الفيئة. نارير سلم بن أكوع، may Allah be pleased with him, he said, we used to offer the Friday prayer with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and return to our homes. And return means to our homes. While the walls had no shade. For us to go under, meaning at that time. Agree upon, this is the wording of Al-Bukhari. And in the narration of Al-Muslim, we used to offer the Friday prayer with him, meaning sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the sun passed the meridian, the mirror of the sky. We would then return and try to find the afternoon shadow. In this hadith, how you understand, that it shows this to this hadith, that Prophet ﷺ used to pray the Friday prayer before Dhuhr time or after Dhuhr time starts. Let us repeat the hadith again. كُنَّا نُصَلِّ مَعَ وعن سالم بن أكوع رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا نصلي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة ثم ننصرف وليس للحيطان ظل نستظل به، متفق عليه، واللفظ للبخاري. وفي لفظ لمسلم كنا نجمع معه إذا زالت الشمس ثم نرجع نتتبع الفيئة. Okay, so please make a decision how you understand. Does this hadith show us Prophet ﷺ used to perform the Jum'ah prayer before the Dhuhr time starts or after? Narrated Salam ibn Akwa radiallahu anhu, he said, we used to offer the Friday prayer with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and return, means to our homes, while the walls had no shade. For us to go under, means at that time. The walls had no shade to go under it. So if you go under a wall at that time, after Prophet ﷺ finished Friday lecture, you will not find a shade from that wall to go under it. Agree upon, this is the word of Al-Bukhari. And in the narration of Muslim, we used to offer the Friday prayers with him sallallahu alayhi wasallam when the sun passed the meridian. What is this? Meridian, the mirror of the sky. We would then return, means to homes, and try to find the afternoon shadow. How do you understand? Now, before door. Good. The second mean after. This is one hadith, but different wording. The same sahabi. طيب أحسن. طيب okay. أخونا أبو همام says the first wording, the first hadith is the wording of Bukhari. It's the same hadith, but this is the wording of Imam Bukhari. It shows before Duhur time, before Zawal. And the second one, of course, Duhur is after Zawal. Zawal is when the sun goes to the. And the secondary, its second wording is after that. Yes, oh yes. That's at the ending. That's the ending. Yes. الظهر. طيب حديث again حديث ظهر حتى يصير ذل شيء. That's the beginning of ظهر or the ending of ظهر. Beginning, it can't be that shape. No way. ظهر time, that's right there when the sun passed the mirror. So when there is a little shadow, that's when ظهر starts. When the shadow, نعم, شرك النعم. So there must be little shadow to the direction of sun set in order for prayer to start. So to be مثل ذل الشيء. So when you stand, you're standing, and your shadow to be the same, that's when. That's the end of the door. And starting the other. We double check. But the point here is, so last thing I repeat, because the ulama, they delivered this hadith. These hadith, some of them use the same hadith that Prophet ﷺ used to pray Friday lecture before Duhur time, before Zawal. And some of the same hadith after Zawal. So you judge between them. Let me repeat one more time. Barakallah. The Sahabi say, we used to offer the Friday prayer with Allah's Messenger ﷺ and return to our homes, while the walls had no shade for us to go under. No shade for us to go under. Not no shade, period. No shade for us to go under. Means a shade which fits us. A shade which can prevent us from the sun heat. But there is a shade. There is a shade. But it's not sufficient to protect us from the tayyib. Na'am. The same, okay. Then that's the first one. For us, that's agree upon. This is the word of Bukhari. In another narration of a Muslim, we used to offer the Friday prayers with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the sun passed the meridian, the middle. We used to offer when the sun passed. We would then return and try to find the afternoon shadow. Yes? طيب. Okay. Yes. They still look for shade. So the Friday is finished when? At door time. So when Friday lecture started? Before, how about the prayer itself? At the beginning, now. Now. Yes. So, إذا كنا نجمع معه صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا زالت الشمس. This the different wording. The hadith is the same hadith from the same Sahabi, but different wording. نعم. عن سلمة. نعم إذا زالت الشمس. Yes. There is some shade. Therefore, he said, we used to follow it. Yes. Okay. يس، إذا زالت الشمس ثم نرجع نتتبع الفيئة. And then we would return and try to find afternoon shadow, looking for a shadow. طيب. There is another hadith more clear than this. Actually, the ulama, they differ. Majority of them, they say, Friday prayer time is the same time of Dhuhr time. Friday prayer time is the same time of Dhuhr prayer time. Therefore, it can't be performed, they say, before the Dhuhr time. That's the mature scholars. And some ulama like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, they say no. And Sheikh Al-Albani and others, they say no. Friday time, prayer time, is not like the Dhuhr. It is before Dhuhr time. Okay. And the hadith. So the hadith عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصلي الجمعة حين تميل الشمس. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray the جمعة حين تميل الشمس. What's the meaning? دي حديث كتب البخاري. What's the meaning حين تميل الشمس؟ Yeah. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray جمعة حين تميل الشمس, when the sun is moving to the sunset. So this is before he prays Hassan, before the Dhuhr time or after? After. طيب. أحسنتم. وبوب عليه طيب. In second hadith, كنا نجمع مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا زالت الشمس ثم نرجع نتتبع الفيات. The hadith of Muslim. The last wording. So this is shows that the Prophet and he prayed before Jum'ah prayer. This is the proof of the majority of scholars. Is this understandable? What other ulama like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the Madhab of Hanabila, they see that Jum'ah prayer is before Dhuhr. They use a dalil, this hadith Sahih Muslim. عن جابر بن محمد عن أبيه عن جابر عن جعفر بن محمد عن أبيه عن جابر بن عبد الله قال كنا نصلي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم نرجع فنريح نواضحنا أي جملنا. قال حسن فقلت لجعفر في أي ساعة تلك؟ ساعة تلك؟ قال زوال الشمس. رواه مسلم. للصحابي جابر says كنا نصلي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we used to pray with the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, means the Jum'ah prayer. ثم نرجع, then we used to return, فنريح نواضحنا, and we ماذا, we put the we unload the our camel. They have stuff on it and they unload. Then he said, the narrator said, فقلت لجعفر في أي ساعة تلك, when that used to be. What time was that? قال زوال الشمس. When the sun, the زوال. So when they used to do, this goes back to the prayer, or it goes back to when they used to make the animal, the camel, take the laden off. كنا نسلم على رسول الله ثم نرجع فنريح نواضحنا. قال حسن فقلت لجعفر في أي ساعة تلك؟ ساعة تلك. قال زوال الشمس. That means when they go back and they unload the camel, that is when the sun is moving to the direction of the sunset. Which means Friday prayer was already performed before that. حديث الأول. أحسنت أبا همام. وعن سهل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ما كنا نقيل ولا نتعدى إلا بعد الجمعة ولا نتغدى. بارك الله فيك. ما كنا نقيل ولا نتغدى إلا بعد الجمعة. We were not used to take nap and eat the lunch except after جمعة. Except after جمعة. And usually they only eat and take this nap after ظهر. So those ulama, they use this verse before Zawal, Jum'ah. And some of them, they say maybe they did that for only Jum'ah. Allahu a'lam. طيب. وعن سلم the third hadith. وعن سلم أكوع رضي الله عنه قال كنا نصلي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الجمعة فنرجع وما نجد للحيطان فيئا نستظل به. رواه البخاري ومسلم واللفظ له. And this is the same hadith that they used to pray the Jum'ah with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then used to go back and they don't find shadow which is suitable to get shadow. So now if Duhur prayer, if the Duhur time, the Adhan of Jum'ah is made, okay, Adhan of Jum'ah is made, then Friday lecture is given, then Friday prayer is performed, then outside, is there a shadow under the trees or not? Under the walls or not? Naam? Yes. After Duhur, Jum'ah Adhan is made, a Friday lecture is given, the Salah is performed. After that, is there a shadow under the wall to take from the sun? Yes. Usually, based on what we are. Yes. Okay. Osman, you know, he said, Barakallahu fi. Yes, that's what you say is true. In the West, the sun actually is not in the middle of the sky. Now it's on one side. So it depending, but in Mecca, in Medina, in Yemen, and the like, the sun is in the middle of the sky, the whole time. So it comes from there, and it's not in, like now. Now it's one side, if you see. True, from east to the... It makes sense. Question, did you ever go to Alaska? Yes, Ahsanta. Also, what Usman mentioned is it doesn't matter the sun is in the middle or in the corner. Either way, it will have shadow. So if something is standing, if the sun comes from this, the shadow will be here. If it comes from this side, the shadow will be here. So, shadow. Yes, they say those who mention the shadow, what they mention, those who mention the shadow. There's a shadow, but it's not enough. It's not enough to prevent you from the sun heat. So there is no enough shadow. If that's what happened, if somebody pray Duhur prayer, Adhan is made of Jum'ah, a Duhur prayer, for instance, and then Jum'ah khutbah is given, and then Friday prayer is performed. After that, there's no shadow on the wall to go under it. Yes, that's new research. Al-Muhim, yes. True. That's what Imam Ahmad said. أحسنت. ودي ما أحمد سير. نعم. نعم. صحيح. طيب. نعم. Some ulama they say, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the hadith showing the jumhur they use, it shows yes, he صلى الله عليه وسلم pray after the zawal. But the other hadith shows he did that before the Zawal. So Prophet said he prayed both. They strengthen the second opinion, Imam Ahmad and Sheikh al-Albani. They strengthen that with the narrations of the Sahaba, who used to pray way earlier, which there is no, like Ammar, he used to perform Jum'ah way before that time. Let us see Sheikh Albani, the Athar he authenticated. From the Athar of the Salaf, عن أبي سهيل بن مالك عن أبيه قال كنت أرى طنفسة لعقيل بن أبي طالب تطرح إلى جدار المسجد الغربي إلى جدار المسجد الغربي فإذا غشى الطنفسة كلها ظل الجدار خرج عمر بن الخطاب فصلى ثم نرجع بعد صلاة الجمعة فنقيل قائلة الضحى. وجه الدلالة أن ظل الجدار ما دام في الغرب منه شيء فهو قبل الزوال، فإذا زالت الشمس صار الظل في الجانب الشرقي ولا بد. طيب، وعن أبي ابن أبي سليط أن عثمان بن عفان صلى الجمعة. طيب، what this narration says. طيب، يحيى related to me from Malik from his uncle Abu Suhail ibn Malik that his father said, I used to see a carpet belonging to Aqil ibn Abi Talib spread out on the day of Jum'ah up to the west wall of the masjid. Up to the west wall of the masjid. When the shadow of the wall covered the whole carpet, Umar ibn Khattab would come out and pray the Jum'ah prayer. I used to see a carpet belonging to Aqil ibn Abi Talib spread out on the day of Jum'ah up to the west wall of the masjid. West wall of the masjid. When the shadow of the wall covered the whole carpet, Umar ibn Khattab would come out and pray the Jum'ah prayer. This Shaykh says, وجه الدلالة أن ظل الجدار ما دام في الغرب منه شيء فهو قبل الزوال فإذا زالت الشمس صار الظل في الجانب الشرقي ولا بد. He says the how this hadith is a proof, how this narration, this author is a proof that Jum'ah prayer is performed before the zawal, before the dhuhr time. Is because in this it mentioned that the shadow used to be the west wall. There is a shadow on the west wall. He said that should be there must be before the zawal, before the dhuhr time. Because when the sun turned to the zalat al-shams, in dhuhr time it starts, all the shadow is going to be onto the الجانب الشرق into the east, and there must be. So that goes back to knowing where the Prophet's masjid is and where the طيب على كل نعم طيب and if it's on the لم تزل okay طيب فإذا زالت الشمس صلى في الشرق بل هناك نعم the east yes 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 that's before the زوال before dhuhr time okay المهم No doubt it's a safe side to be aware of the differences. But, and Sheikh Albani, he mentioned, I don't see in here, but he mentioned a lot of athar from the Ammar bin Yasir, from other Sahaba, praying longer, much earlier than that time. Ayah sunnah salat al-jum'ah. Al-adillati ala jawazi, tayyib, al-adillati ala jawazi salat al-jum'ah qabla al-zawal. قال حافظ وزيد عن التسليح صلاة الجمعة إنسان ما كنا نقيله كنا نصلي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طيب دي سنين دول، أن هذا هو الثابت عن سائر كذلك أبي بكر وعمر وخطاب علي بن الدرهم عن سائر الخلافة ما يكون السند ضعيف أو خالف. القياس على سنة سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.